Hinduism, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Continued from part one. Section 2, denominations. Main article, Hindu denominations. Each of the Hinduism's four major denominations share rituals, beliefs, traditions, and personal deities with one another, but each sect has a different philosophy on how to achieve life's ultimate goal, moksha, salvation, and on their concept of God, Ishvara. However, each denomination respects all others, and conflict of any kind is rare. In fact, many Hindus will not claim to belong to any denomination at all. Contemporary Hinduism is now divided into four major divisions: Vaishnavism, Shaivism, Shaktism, and Smartism. The primary differences are between the sects of Vaishnavism, which conceives God as Vishnu, and Shaivism, which conceives God as Shiva. Vaishnavas make up the majority of Hindus in India. Shaktism worships a female divine goddess, divine or goddess, Devi, or alternatively, where it is viewed as a subsect of Shaivism, as the power of Shiva personified. Smartism, in contrast, believes in all religions being the same and leading to a pantheistic god. A number of reform movements have also given rise to sects like Swami Dayanand Saraswati's Arya Samaj, which condemns iconolatry, veneration of multiple deities, and focuses on the Vedas and the Vedic fire sacrifices, Yajna. Subsection 2.1, Vaishnavism. Main article, Vaishnavism. A Vaishnavite considers Vishnu, as the supreme being and considers other deities as subordinate, as demigods. Accordingly, many Vaishnavites, for example, believe that Vishnu ultimately grants moksha. Vaishnavites consider worship of other gods as secondary due to Krishna's, who is a form of Vishnu, sayings in the Gita. Whatever deity or form a devotee worships, their wishes are granted by me. Gita 7:21-22. O Arjuna, even those devotees who worship other subordinate deities, for example, devas, with faith, they also worship me, but following non-injunction. Gita 9:23. Subsection 2.2, Shaivism. Main article, Shaivism. Similar to Vaishnavism, many Shaivites hold that Shiva, is the supreme being and all other deities sprung forth from him. They follow either monistic or dualistic philosophies. Section 2.3, Shaktism. Main article, Shaktism. Shaktas worship the mother goddess Shakti or Devi in all her forms, whilst not rejecting the importance of the masculine divinity. The history of the Shakta religion explains that the Shaktas conceived their great goddess as a personification of primordial energy and the source of all divine and cosmic evolution. She is identified with the supreme being, conceived as the source and the spring, as well as the controller of all the forces and potentialities of nature. It is associated with Vedanta, Sankhya, and Tantra philosophies, is ultimately monist, and has a rich tradition of Bhakti Yoga associated with it. Section 2.4, Smartism. Main article, Smartism. Smarthas invariably follow Advaita monist philosophy, seeing multiple manifestations emanating from a single source called Brahman. It is seen as ultimate unity, with the personal gods, deities, being different manifestations of Brahman, which can be called by different names. Smarthism is the only branch of Hinduism that adopts these ideas strictly. The Smarthas' perspective dominates the view of Hinduism in the West because of the influence of eminent Smarthins like Swami Vivekananda. Section 3, Hindu Sacred Texts. Main article, Hindu Scripture. The overwhelming majority of Hindu sacred texts are composed in the Sanskrit language. Indeed, much of the morphology and linguistic philosophy inherent in the learning of Sanskrit is sometimes claimed to be inextricably linked to the study of the Vedas and relevant Hindu scriptures. Subsection 3.1. Shruti. Main article, Shruti. The Vedas, Ved, literally knowledge, are considered as Shruti by the Hindus. They are said to be revealed by the Brahman to the Rishis while the latter were in deep meditation. While the overwhelming majority of Hindus may never read the Vedas, there prevails in them a reverence for this transcendental notion of eternal knowledge. The four Vedas, the Rig, Yajur, Sama, and Atharva Vedas, are various shakhas or branches of knowledge. Depending on the branch, different commentaries and instructions are associated with each Veda. The Rig Veda contains mantras to invoke the Devas for the fire sacrifice rituals. The Sama Veda has chants to be sung there. The Yajur Veda has actual prosaic instructions for sacrifices, and the Atharva Veda comprises of semi-magical Sikh spells against enemies, sorcerers, diseases, and mistakes during the sacrificial ritual. The Vedas, apart from the hymn, mantra, or the Samhita portion, also have three layers of commentaries integrally incorporated within them. These are the Brahmanas, Brahman, not to be confused with Brahman, containing prose commentaries on the rituals, the Aranyakas, Aranyak, containing the mystical explanations of the mantras, and the Upanishad, containing highly philosophical and metaphysical writings about the nature of and the relationship between the soul, Atman, and the Brahman. Each Veda also has various law books and ritual manuals loosely associated with it, like the Dharma Shastras, Grihya Sutras, etc. But most people do not consider them as an integral part of the Shruti or the Vedic literature. The Upanishads set Hindu philosophy apart with its embrace of transcendent and yet multiple immanent forces that is subjective to each individual. Seen by some as an identification of unity in diversity. Modern Indology suggests that while early Hinduism is most reliant on the four Vedas, classical Hinduism, from the Yoga and Vedanta to Tantra and Bhakti streams, was molded around the Upanishads. The Vedas are full of mysticism and allegories. While many schools like Smarthism and Advaitism encourage people to interpret the Vedas philosophically and metaphorically and not too literally. Vaishnavism stresses on literal meaning, mukhya vritti, as primary, and indirect meaning, gauna vritti, as secondary. Sakshad upadeshas tu shruti. The instructions of the Shruti Shastra should be accepted literally, without so-called fanciful or allegorical interpretations. Jiva Goswami, Krishna Sandarbha, 29:26-27. The very sound of the Vedic mantras is considered as purifying by many Hindus, hence the rigor in learning pronunciation. The rigorous oral tradition of transmitting the Vedas has helped in its perfect preservation. Section 3.2 Bhagavad Gita. Main article, Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita, often referred to as the Gita, is one of the more popular texts of Hinduism. It is a summary of the Vedic, Yogic, Vedantic and Tantric branches of philosophy. The Bhagavad Gita, meaning the Divine Song, refers to itself as a Yoga Upanishad and is sometimes called Gitopanishad. It expounds on Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga and Jnana Yoga. It is an integral part of the epic Mahabharata and contains philosophical sermons taught by Krishna, an incarnation of Vishnu, to the Pandava princes just before a great war. While technically it is considered as a Smriti text, it has singularly achieved the status of Shruti or revealed knowledge. The Bhagavad Gita is described as the essence of the Vedas. The Gita is easy to follow and is also one of the most popular books in Hinduism. Unlike the Vedas, which are more esoteric and intricate, the Gita is read by many practicing Hindus. Section 3.3 Smriti. Main article, Smriti. The other Hindu texts form the latter category. The Smritis, literally memory, all of which laud the Vedas. The most notable of them are the Mahabharata and the Ramayana, major epics considered sacred by almost all followers of Sanatana Dharma. Their stories are arguably familiar to the vast majority of the Hindus. Other texts considered important by today's Hindus include the Srimad Bhagavatam, described as the spotless epic detailing devotion to Vishnu as the highest goal, Devi Mahatmya, an ode to Devi, and the Yoga Sutras, a key meditative yoga text of Sri Patanjali. There are also a number of revered Hindu tantras, the Manusmriti, the 18 Puranas, which vividly describe later Hinduism's deities and mythology, and sutras that command the respect of various Hindu sects of different persuasion, some including Mahanirvana Tantra, Tirumantiram and Shiva Sutras. The 18 Puranas or Ancients are divided into three groups of six. The Puranas groups and their contents are first, the Brahma Puranas, Brahma Purana, Brahmanda Purana, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Markandeya Puran, Bhavishya Puran, and the Vamana Puran. Second, the Vishnu Puranas. The Vishnu Puran, the Bhagavata Puran, the Naradeya Puran, the Garuda Puran, the Padma Puran, and the Varaha Puran. And third, the Shiva Puranas. The Vayu Puran, the Linga Puran, the Skanda Puran, the Agni Puran, the Matsya Puran, and the Karma Puran. The Ramayana, Mahabharata, and many Puranas are much more widely read by today's Hindus than the Vedas. And the temple and icon worship of modern Hinduism is attributable to them. It is interesting to note that the Hindus attach much more importance to the ethics and the metaphorical meanings conveyed by these texts, rather than only the literal mythology. Other important scriptures are the sectarian Hindu Agamas, which are texts related to rituals and worship and is dedicated to Vishnu, Shiva, and Devi. The Shruti takes precedence over the Smriti in any matter of apparent mutual dispute. However, many Vaishnavites regard the Puranas to be as authoritative as the Vedas. Section 4, Origin and Society. Subsection 4.1, Origins of Hinduism. Main article, History of Hinduism. Hinduism is one of the world's oldest major religions in existence. From a Hindu perspective, the Sanatana Dharma propounds eternal and universal principles with no beginning or end. The Puranas place Lord Krishna's birth at around 3100 BCE. Krishna's incarnation was preceded by Lord Rama's, sometimes dated at over 5 to 6000 BCE, or even more than a million years ago in the Treta Yuga, according to the Ramayana epic. Many Hindus believe that their religious tradition was fully formed by the time of Lord Rama, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Modern Indology dates the roots of Hinduism to about 1500 to 1300 BCE based on linguistic and literary dating of the Rig Veda. However, this dating is rejected by those who question the validity of the Indo-Aryan migration hypothesis. The origin of collective Hindu thought cannot be ascribed to any single founder, though most of its later schools of philosophy and belief can be, are associated with a specific time or a single place of foundation. The Vedas, the earliest Hindu scriptures, are the compilation of spiritual laws and truths binding upon all of creation. It is believed that each Veda was revealed to enlightened sages called rishis over a long period of time. Lord Vishnu is believed to have transmitted the Vedas to Lord Brahma via meditative trance at the beginning of each creation. Hinduism, along with Buddhism and Jainism, is regarded to be an Arya Dharma, meaning a noble religion. To be continued in the next part.